Live from Bengaluru, India, it's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao, talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Blurred Lines Podcast. I'm Sandeep Rao and I'm joined, as always, by my very dear friend and co-host, Mr.
Sanjay Manaktala.
Lovely. Today is something fun. Instead of talking about trends and social undercurrents and various other things which we feel that makes us intelligent, we're going to be talking about something very simple: being comedians, being people who like to entertain, being the center of attention. What makes us laugh? Sanjay, what makes you laugh?
I love fake pretentiousness, yes.
What makes you laugh genuinely, like a belly laugh?
No. What makes me laugh, I think, being a comedian especially, is laughter has become a commodity, or humor has become a commodity.
Yeah.
Because we're always trying to get people to laugh. But I laugh at the most silliest things and the most truthful things.
Those are two. Are they very similar?
Silly and truthful? You can laugh at multiple things. You can like dark humor and slapstick humor.
Mm.
But for me, I enjoy dark humor if it's clever. If it's right. not clever, if it's just like a dead baby or like whatever, I'm not going to laugh. But if you surprise me, I'll laugh. But most of the times I laugh on stuff with friends and family and situations that have happened in real life.
Yeah, because the reason I brought it up for this thing is because the problem is when you look at things like content which is supposed to make you laugh, right? Could mm-hmm. be sketch comedy. It could be parodies. It could be something like even a stand-up clip.
Yeah.
I more and more so now I'm just like, what's funny about that?
Yes. I used to love sketch when I was starting stand-up comedy and trying to understand and reverse engineer comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like there's that Key and Peele sketch where he's a substitute teacher and like, it's like Jaqueline, you know, it's like a
go to principal. Oh, Shag Hennessy. You mean, oh, honestly?
Yeah. And that's not something that's true for me or relatable for me.
But I laughed at that one.
But I laughed at that one because it was silly. Again.
But do you laugh or do you smile? I catch myself smiling more than laughing nowadays. I'm like, well played.
Yeah. And I feel like 20 years ago on YouTube, I could have showed that to friends and they would have laughed. But now you try to show somebody a YouTube video and it's like you have a gun to their head, you know?
Like, and people are like, dude, that's shit.
That's lame, dude. Yeah. So I think it depends as everything on how old you are. You know, if I was 19, I would watch that sketch and still laugh. At, you know, 35, 40, I don't know. Huh. But I now generally only laugh at funny stuff that happens to me or my friends. For example, you know, I used to think, like, I've seen a lot of my guy friends, I've done this, where you don't give money to peddlers on the street, but because it's not a good habit and yada, yada. But if you're like on a date, like with a girl and like somebody comes up to you asking you and like claps their hands, you don't want to look like some cheapo or whatever, right?
You're under pressure now. You're being judged.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's right or wrong. You should give if you want to give. But
yeah, but that's another thing. Would you have to be right or wrong, politically correct for the person?
That's the crazy thing because
Humor's getting politically correct, right?
Humor's getting politically correct. You know who the most racist people are? Your closest friends.
I mean, those are the most honest stories and most honest fun you'll have. But like for now, when you're telling a joke, like you can't be like, oh, the other day, you can't believe what happened, man. You know, I was standing at the signal and this beggar bastard comes up. You're like, dude, you're punching down.
No, of course. And that's to strangers because they don't know you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about actual comedy. In the idea of protecting people who were earlier exploited, like either the homosexuals, the handicapped, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's gone to such a large extent of the other side where you can't say anything without someone getting offended or upset.
And it's going to come full circle, dude. Now you see comedians who used to be the flag bearers of feminism or whatever now talking about how woke culture is getting out of control.
Yeah.
And now, so they went from playing to the left to playing to the right
or
whatever the case may be. And it's going to go full circle. I know we're kind of going off topic, but what makes me laugh is in this whole culture right now where it's very confusing to be a kid who's like trying to get laid, which is a normal thing. It's not illegal to say that guys are trying to get laid. It's not offensive yet, I don't think. But if a kid is doing that and he has to have a girl like sign like a release form, you know, like sign right here. That is a hard pill to swallow.
I know, man.
Like, it was hard enough as kids, consensually, obviously, but like, I don't know. So I feel like that is cause for humor in some way. A comedian could make a joke about that, whether it's the obvious joke of here, sign this form, let's do it, or something more clever and more creative, but it shouldn't be off limits. And I think that would make me laugh if I saw something like that.
Yeah, because if you talk to other comedians who are the most boring people, they always put these labels. Oh, bro, that's so slapstick. That's so, bro. Yeah. That's so 80s. That's
bro,
so one-liner.
It's been done before. Yeah.
And it's so annoying. Like, honestly, I feel as a comedian, I would like to hear what makes me laugh. Like, for instance, you know that
what does make you laugh? Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, when I was watching the Eddie Murphy special, Delirious or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how his Aunt Bunny falls down the steps.
Yeah.
And then apparently he's like, I don't know where that lady's from. Gus, what's your wife say? Goony Gaga. What is Goony Gaga? Gus, your wife's Bigfoot, you know? Uh-huh. And the way he does that, like, he does impersonations, but not mimicry.
Yeah.
But I don't find mimicry that funny because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to watch you doing someone else.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think when you add a funny accent to a story, I like it. But at the same time, you know, I like good stories. But sometimes, I don't know, I feel especially with the formula, premise, build up, punchline, it's no longer appealing me. I'm saying.
No, fair. And I think that's why, you know, some scenes in movies are funny if you watch the whole movie.
Yeah.
If I watched a YouTube clip of that Eddie Murphy thing, just those 2 minutes of the joke you just said, without having watched the build up to that and him taking you into his world of growing up in a poor black family in America, then you kind of understand and you relate it to like your crazy grandma or whatever. But if you just see that clip of him impersonating a 90-year-old woman, you may not find it funny as a standalone piece. So for
me, that's, I'm
more into character comedy now. So the reason that George Bush impression might work or Obama impression might work is you are half the legwork is done for the comedian because we already know who Obama is and how he is. You know,
and they want and they know that you're making fun of someone who's put themselves out there. You're punching up and you want to call it all these things.
But if he just pretends to be his grandma, or without us knowing he's indirectly saying everyone's grandma or whatever, then it's not going to be funny.
I mean, yeah, that's the idea of impersonations, right? If you want to go down that path, then you're playing this thing, you're playing this antagonist with society. Like either you're playing a Trump or you notice a lot of these guys now have this stereotypical, like even Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, the moment they do Donald Trump, they're like, see, so in the news the other day, the president of our great country, Mr. Trump, went to meet someone. Hey, I'm Donald. I'm like, dude, everyone sounds the same, you know?
Yeah, man.
So it becomes so like irritating. But what I really enjoy nowadays as a release for my source of laughter is just hearing funny shit from people who I hang out with, dude.
Of course.
I mean, it could be family, it could be like close friends, and even sometimes some really weird stuff that happens to you. Mm-hmm. And you might not translate it well, and you put so much pressure on yourself to make it a good bit for stand-up that it ruins that piece, you know?
Yeah.
But when it's naturally just like, you don't even say it with any intention of comic timing or any of that, but you're just narrating that story like, bro, that day what happened, and you just get a lot, and it's just naturally like, what the
I think people are appreciating stories more. I think people are not appreciating like, well, what if Donald Trump was a pilot, what would that be like? I don't think anyone cares as much about that sort of stuff anymore, although those are still valuable comedic tools. But I don't crack up, oh, you gotta see this, if Donald Trump was a leader of the UN or something, or like, what's Donald Trump like in the bedroom, although that would make me laugh. I think like, oh yeah. So
what if Trump was Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hey, those, for my next trick.
Yeah, so those sorts of hypotheticals, I think it's like, dude, we both know there are comedians who kill like in a club for 300 people, but will bomb in an auditorium on TV, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Right. So to directly answer,
I mean, that's
what
coming to the business of comedy again, but I'm just talking about the basic idea of laughing. What, you know, being in this, being in on the giving end, I'm going to phrase this out, put it out there. Should we be in the business of making people laugh when we don't know what makes us laugh?
Should we be in the business of making people... I mean, the question you initially asked was what makes people laugh?
Yeah, but, moving on to this one now.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't know what makes us laugh, should we even be there, be out there telling people that, hey guys, this is funny? Because honestly, if you ask me, I don't find any Indian comic funny.
Could be, man. I don't find you funny either.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I said any Indian comic, you were a part of it. I'm saying in this present state, because everyone's trying too hard to be a Bill Burr or a Dave Chappelle or, you know, or trying too hard to be a calculated comedian. Okay, I'm going to go down the path of like edgy, funny.
So for the listeners who are still listening to us with their interest in comedy and humor, you know, there's a common saying amongst comedians that it takes 10 years to find your voice. And I think you and I are both quickly approaching that. And I still don't feel like I've fully found it, but I feel like I'm getting closer to it.
I'm more aware of what I shouldn't do.
Exactly. Which might be the way you narrow in on it by definition. So
correct. Because I have this problem where someone pointed this out. So I come from a family, we speak English, but after traveling abroad, living abroad, when I came back and started doing comedy, I was trying to be honest, but I was hiding behind this little bit of a facade of an accent, right? So I'm like, good evening, what's going on, man? You know, yeah, which is not the way I speak. But yeah. Now I'm trying to like tell a story with a little bit of the tools I've learned over the years,
yeah.
Either a little bit of add a character here, embellish the character. Yep. But the story narrative voice is my voice. Like I'm like, Sanjay, that didn't happen, bro. It's crazy. Yeah. People want, I mean, I don't know people, but I want to talk like that because it's less pressure on me to make something real unreal.
It's less pressure to make something real unreal.
Yeah, like a story for instance, an interaction between my gardener and me. Right, yeah. He works at home every day.
Yeah,
and the other day I asked him, "Are you going for tea?" Right, and he said, "I'm not going for tea because that tea stall's closed down." So I asked him, "What happened? Why did it close down?" And his story actually started going. You know what happened across the road, Sandeep? There's our palace grounds. One horse jumped the wall. Mm. That's this. Remember, this is why the tea shop closed, right?
Yeah.
The horse jumped the wall with a rider on it and fell on an auto.
Yeah.
Now the auto broke. As a result, the traffic got built up for 1 kilometer.
And the tea stall was in the
way. And the police commissioner was in that traffic jam. So and instead of getting pissed off with any of the traffic issues, saw the tea guy illegally set up over there. And I was like, this is why you didn't have tea.
Yeah.
Can you get more fucking roundabout?
Some rich guy was on his horse, and this is why you didn't have tea, basically.
I mean, it's so roundabout, and it's not even like, oh my God, great. But it's like.
And all of a sudden, PETA came and defended the horse rights, but nobody cared. Who knows? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah. You know, there's that saying, truth is stranger than fiction. And I think now the only thing that truly gets me to laugh in very few circumstances
is a fart.
I mean, that is the truth also, right? But is honesty and authenticity, like a story that happens to you or us making fun of each other for being shitty comedians or great comedians or some date you went on, even though you're married, whatever the heck, right?
Yeah.
Like that sorts of things.
Yeah, because what we try to do is add an underlying, we like, oh man, we need more layers on this joke. So if I had to say that same joke in a technical comedic way, I'm like, you know, my Mali, you know, he's from, you know, this community, you know, because they're known to be stingy. I mean, unnecessary elements,
but if it doesn't matter to the story.
Why add it? Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, like you said, the police commissioner is sitting there getting angry while he's being driven, you know, about some jam, and he takes that on the tea guy. You could potentially extend that joke of what did he do later at the office, or did somebody make him
that
a
could be one
tea?
Angle other angle is give him my Mali, that strong Kannada character,
or he's a coffee guy. I don't know, whatever.
But sir, that horse came, you know, just add like
but then if you're like, but that's the thing with the police, blah blah blah, you know, like then I don't know. But yes, man, what makes me laugh,
or like knowing our Indian comedians be like, oh my God, they shut down the Chaiwala, how's Modi prime minister?
Some of them possibly. So yeah, man, what makes you guys laugh? Do let us know.
Tell us. Say us. Yeah. Explain us.
Because you know the thing about humor, it's kind of like alcohol. Your tolerance increases as you get older, right?
Your threshold for bullshit reduces.
Yeah, so it's going to take...
You start seeing through all that hack comedy like the internet thing, Santa Banta jokes, the Delhi, Gurgaon, North Indian Punjabi jokes.
My wife likes cooking, my wife is fat, she doesn't give me sex, blah, 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 all that shit. Like,
you
all
know,
that stuff.
Yeah, like I you know...
That's always funny.
I go back to headquarters, then I go to work.
Oh, you are married, but she is the boss.
She is the boss. Oh.
Slapstick comedy.
I like to touch her feet, but she doesn't bend over. You know?
We were clean for 12 minutes, so anyway...
I mean, dude, come on, I'm talking about like an asana.
Please let us know what makes you laugh, Bangalore. And hopefully this podcast isn't one of them. But if not, that's fine. Comment away, rate away.
That's
let us know how you feel. And
until next time, keep lolling.
Keep lolling, yeah.
Those people need to be killed who says, dude, I lolled so much.
Yeah, laugh out loud and love. Okay, bye. See you guys.
You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines, signing off.
Goodbye.